Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kajaria Ceramics Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Arun Baid. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY23 post-results con call of Kajaria Ceramics. From the management side, we have Mr. Ashok Kajaria, CMD, Mr. Chetan Kajaria, JMD, Mr. Shri Kajaria, JMD, and Mr. Sanjeev Agarwal, CFO. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Ashok Kajaria for your opening remarks, post which the floor will be open for question and answers. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Arun. Good evening, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the Quarter 3 F23 and 9 months F23 earnings conference call of Kajaria Ceramics Limited. Joining me on this conference call are my sons Chetan and Rishi, our CFO Sanjeev, and Pallavi Balla from Investor Relations. The third quarter of the year presented a unique scenario as all the major festivals such as Diwali, Durga Puja and Chhat Puja all fell in October 22. The extended holidays during this month had a significant impact on our sales. However, we observed a resurgence in demand during November and December 22. Recent dealer expansions in untapped markets such as semi-urban areas should also result in better growth in the future. Our margin recovery has been slow. We expect further improvements from quarter 4 onwards. We have started using alternate fuel from December 22 onwards, which will reach to its maximum capacity by mid-February 23. This will take total consumption of alternate fuel up to 35%, resulting in good saving in power and fuel cost. We are also doing modernization to our Gherpur plant by replacing two old kilns, which were put up 25 years back in 1988, to the new model kiln. This will not only enable to produce bigger size tiles, but also result in saving in fuel consumption as the new kilns are more energy efficient. Overall, the company grew by 12% in volume terms and at 22% in revenue terms during the first 9 months of the year ending December 22. We are dedicated to our growth strategy, which includes expanding market share and increasing the number of dealers across India, particularly in unrepresented territories. We are confident that our strong foundation and commitment to excellence will continue to drive its success in the upcoming quarters, both in terms of sales and profitability. Export momentum has improved in Morbi after being impacted for a few months, and we anticipate that export will touch rupees 15,000 to 60,000 crores in this financial year 22-23, against last year of rupees 12,700 crores. Now for this quarter's performance of Kajaria. In quarter 3 F23, consolidated revenue from operations increased by 2% year to year to rupees 1091 crores from rupees 1068 crores in quarter 3 F22. The decimal increase in revenue is mainly because of discounts offered in response to subdued demand scenario. Revenue from the bathware segment declined by 3% in quarter 3 F23 to rupees 79 crores from rupees 82 crores in quarter 3 F22. Revenue from the plywood segment declined in quarter 3 F23 to rupees 19 crores from rupees 25 crores in quarter 3 F22. EBITDA margin for this quarter stood at 12.20% as compared to 17.21% in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Sharp decline in margin was mainly because of disruptions in natural gas supply, followed by unprecedented increase in cost of gas. Consolidated PAT in quarter 3 is rupees 74.32 crores. As on December 31st, 22, our working capital days have also increased by 4 days to 66 days as compared to 62 days as on 30th of September 22, mainly because of increase in inventory levels. With this, I take this opportunity of thanking you for joining us today. Over to you for Q&A, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Mr. Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Good evening, sir. Sir, three questions. Firstly, on demand, sir, I need some help to understand this. Obviously, it looks like a tough environment outside. But how's January? What do you expect in fourth quarter and next year in terms of volume growth? How would you look at the lay of the land right now? That's the first question.
Okay, you please go ahead with all the three questions. I'll try to answer all the three together.
Okay, second was on the gas price. It could help us with the average gas price for third quarter and fourth quarter expectation. Because, you know, my sense was it was supposed to be down 10% QOQ in the 3Q to 56 rupees SCM from 62. I don't think that happened. So, you could just explain us, you know, what is the direction like. And third was, if any update could be provided on the Nepal thing, because we are expecting that's a largely coal setup and margins would be upwards of 20%. And that at EBITDA level, and that will start somewhere next year, March, you know, for fiscal 25. So these were the three questions, sir. Thank you.
Okay. As far as the volumes are concerned, July, August, September, October were very, very tough. November, December, things picked up. Again, January has been again very tough, but I hope that February onwards things should be better. And in future, we are looking at about 13 to 15% volume growth for the year 23-24. As far as the gas prices are concerned, quarter 2 F23 was 56 rupees average. Quarter 3 was about 53 rupees. And going forward, quarter 4 should be in the region of about 47, 48. Because we are using alternate fuel now. We are using biogas as a fuel. You see, in tile plant, you have two things. One is a kiln and one is a spray dryer. Kiln is fired by gas or LPG or propane. Spray dryer can be fired either by coal. In NCR, we cannot use coal, but now the permission has been given to use biofuel. So we are using biofuel as far as this is concerned from the month of December. You'll be happy to know when we started in December, it was about 11-12%. In January, it went up to about 24%. And February, it should be close to about 30%. As far as the Nepal is concerned, Nepal, I was there last week, this week on Monday. Nepal, we have yet to kickstart the project. As you might be aware, elections were held recently. We are waiting for a final outcome of how the government will function, and then we'll start everything by sometime around 15th of March.
So Nepal plant starts at what time, sir?
Nepal plant, if we start by 15th of March, Nepal plant should be commissioned by March 24th. In all fairness, it should be ready by March 24.
And the expectation is right that it is coal-fired and EBITDA margin should be upwards of 20% there?
The EBITDA margin, I can't say right now, but definitely it will be very positive. And the plant will be coal-fired, and also we will use biofuel for spray dryer.
Got it, sir. And one last clarification, you said third quarter gas price was 53 or 56?
The third quarter, the gas price was 53, second quarter was 56, and fourth quarter should be around 47, 48. I am not talking about gas price, I am talking about the fuel price. Now we talk about the fuel price.
Okay, I understand, sir. I'll come back in the queue. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Achal from JM Financial. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question was with respect to the discount. You made a comment that there is increased discount. Would you be able to quantify that? And How do you see the situation now, given the fuel cost seeing a decline even for the others, especially Morbi players? So how do you see the price evolution actually in the coming quarters? Do you see the discounts or price reductions, or you think the benefit of the fuel cost can be retained by us?
See, normally what happens when the prices of fuel comes down or costs come down, you don't reduce the prices. What you do, you basically pass on some discount to the dealers to sell more. And that is what we did in quarter three, and that is what we again will do in quarter four. Because with the gas price coming in, two things will happen. We don't talk about raising any prices, as you people keep on asking. The price increases off limits. And to sell more, because ultimately we have to sell bigger volumes, we offer some discount to the dealers so that they can sell more.
Right. Would you be able to quantify, sir, what was the extent of discount at an aggregate company level?
It's very difficult because it depends on product to product, depending on what you want to push, whether ceramic requires a different discounting or pricing. This thing, vitrified, polish vitrified is another, glaze vitrified another. So quantifying will not be possible, but definitely as the need be, we will take care of it.
Understood. But is it fair to say that it was... it was there evident in case of GVT, or you think it was more of PVT ceramics?
No, all the three products, because ultimately everything we have to sell. So everything has to be pushed. Everything has to push. Everything, some pricing adjustment has to be there, because Morbi prices of gas has also come down, as you are aware. Maybe they, you know, you have to find a right solution to make sure that your volumes come.
Hello? Hello?
That you do the right thing so that you can sell more volumes. Ultimately, at the end of the day, volumes are important, no?
Perfect. Understood, sir. And, you know, given the fuel mix, what you're saying, what is the cost difference between earlier gas and now what we are looking at in terms of the alternate fuel? You said a blended price, I know. But just if we were to understand the price difference between the alternate fuel and gas price, how would that be as of now?
Alternate fuel should be priced, the cost impact should be around 30 rupees per SCM. And gas prices currently are about 57 to 58 rupees per SCM.
Okay, understood. And any indication with respect to margins? You have said the fuel cost will have some benefit, and hence, but any color in terms of these margins, would we go back to 15-16%, or you think it is some time away?
No, fourth quarter we are looking at a positive margin of 14% plus.
Right. And how about FY24, any with that 13 to 15% volume growth?
Yeah, that's what we are talking about. That's what we are talking about, volume growth. Let the margin scenario come after the fourth quarter. Let us first perform in the fourth quarter, then we talk about the margin for the year ahead.
Got it, sir. And just one more question, sir. I mean, if we were to look at 13 to 15% growth on a, you know, going forward basis, the capacity additions will also play out in the same fashion. In that case, what is the capex number one can work with, you know, on an annual basis for next 2-3 years?
And next year I can talk about, you see, last year, but this financial year, the capex has been roughly about 90 crores. It has been less of a capex. Next year, as we are doing many things, the capex should be close to about 300 crore plus.
Right. Understood. Great. I'll come back in the queue. I have more questions, but I'll come back in the queue. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take our next question from the line of Mahek Talati from Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my question was regarding the demand scenario. So you said that the demand is demand was tough in Jan. So we are how are we expecting, like from which segments are we expecting good demand, market wise, north, south, east or west from Feb onwards?
This is Rishi Kajaria. So demand overall is tough. The ground reality is still very tough. But because we got some respite in our course, we will try to get some more extra market share and we'll try to sell more. But overall, the entire India, the demand situation has not increased a lot. And that is what you see in all the building material industry overall.
Okay. And any what is our current capacity utilization?
We are almost at about 90-93%.
Sorry? Can you please?
90 to 93%.
Okay. And any expected capex for increasing capacity? Because I see in expansions we don't have much capacity with regarding the tiles. So any expected capacity expansion in that segment going forward?
Not really. We already have a lot of capacity in hand. I think with this and a little bit of outsourcing, we should be able to meet next year.
And from FY24 for 25 onwards?
Then we'll plan separately. I mean, right now we're talking till FY24, which we already planned a capex about roughly 3 to 400 crores, which is includes your bathware, Nepal, our maintenance, our Secunderabad modernization, our Kelpur modernization. So that should take care of FY24. And beyond that, we still haven't planned. That will plan in the next 3-4 months.
And how is the bathware segment picking up, like in terms of demand? Like, is it the same like tiles, or are there we are seeing some pickup?
See, bathware again, tiles, we are very, very strong. We are a number one brand. So bathware, we are still not there completely. And if the market is tough, the growth is difficult. But we are putting all our best efforts and we are seeing hopefully things should get better.
Okay,
overall, in 9 months, we still have grown. This quarter was a little tough.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Girish Chaudhary from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thanks. So firstly, just a bit more on the alternate fuels. You said that the usage has increased. I just wanted to understand the sustainability, the supplies of the same, and also is it getting used across all your plants or specific to few regions?
Alternate fuel came in the picture because in NCR you cannot use coal, right? In Morbi they are using partly coal because in the spray dryer. So alternate fuel is biomass, which has been allowed and being used in NCR plants for spray dryer. Sustainability is not an issue. It is a mustard husk which is being used. So sustainability is not a problem. And Rajasthan, as you all know, is a big producer of mustard. So sustainability is not an issue. And the cost has come down and will further come down as we go along.
Okay. So you're using this primarily in your Rajasthan plant, so not yet
in Rajasthan plant, in UP plant also, Secunderabad and Kelpur.
Okay. So is there a scope to use the same in your south plant and also maybe the Morbi plant?
South plant is also using a biofuel, but a different biofuel. And combination of biofuel, combination of LPG and combination of coal. It is allowed there.
Okay, got it. And secondly, on the working capital, right, we are seeing consistent increase in working capital last 2 to 3 quarters. So any reasons and do you see to reverse again, as in go back to the normalized levels of 50 odd days?
It's been tough. First 3 months have been good, last 6 months have been very tough. But definitely it will come down by March. That much I can assure you.
Okay. So, but what is driving this increase?
The excess stocks.
Okay.
Excess stocks. You are planning kar raha maal bit nahi raha because of the market condition, as simple as that. But definitely with the things looking up, I think by March it should come down.
Got it. So lastly, I also see that you've decided to divest the Venar ceramic plant. So any reasons for the same, and also any plans to replace this capacity by adding a greenfield?
Hi, this is Chetan Kajaria. So we are divesting our stake in Venar to the existing promoters, mainly because of two reasons. First, due to the National Green Tribunal hearing, Venar comes near the Lake Kolaru, which is within a 10-kilometer radius, and we cannot do any further expansions in Venar, which reduces its profitability and the overall costing. Secondly, the price of gas in Morbi has come down substantially, so it has become cheaper to outsource from Morbi landed versus Venar. That's why we are divesting our stake in Venar to our existing promoters who hold 49% stake. Secondly, the gap which we will get by giving Venar back to the promoters will make up by outsourcing from Morbi.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Lilladhar. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. The first question is related to volume growth in the subsidiary, which is pretty well as compared to the own manufacturing. So it's fair to understand that the premium tiles volume demand were a softer comparing economy or a ceramic.
You're talking about South Asia ceramics or tiles on a general level?
Overall, in a quarter, subsidiary volume were pretty well as compared to your own manufacturing volume. So just trying to understand if the, because the own manufacturing largely is a PVT, GVT, so is that the softer demand in the premium tiles versus the, you know, the ceramic?
The tiles are growing simultaneously together. There is no such thing. All that category of tiles are growing together simultaneously.
This is because of South Asia.
And the South growth has come because of acquisition of South Asia ceramics, which we did 2 months ago. That's also helped us penetrate deeper in the southern markets.
Okay. Okay. And second question related to subsidiary only, that's in the last 7 quarters, if I look at the realization, were quite volatile. So what is the reason for that?
No, the subsidies, the realization, where do you see the volatility?
So, just I had calculated on the basis of a revenue versus your volume.
Yeah. So not really. It is only because it is all linked to demand. There is no...
Demand. I'm saying it's quite volatile. In the last 7 quarters, if I look at the realization, we are quite volatile from 319 rupees in the first quarter 22. And it went up to 385 and now coming back to 316. So it's every quarter it's quite volatile, different, not consistent, I can say. So is there any particular reason for that?
No. It's basically change in the mix because subsidiary is what happening is one of the COSA unit we are converting into GVT.
Which we have converted
now. So now the proportion has gone, like GVT is a premium product, so obviously your realization will move up. And as and when the production will increase, the realization will move up. The change of volatility was mainly because, you know, we changed a few items of South Asian ceramic which we acquired 2 months ago, which was earlier there in the outsourcing portion. Now it moved to the JV portion. Mm. So that's where some volatility were there in the pictures, but now it will gonna be remain sustainable and it will increase gradually as the GVT production will increase in COSA.
Okay, that's thankful. That's great help. Second question is related to the vendor. The total consideration of 18.25 crore, have you recognized anything?
So we invested that money 10 years ago when we bought the 51% stake in the in Vinar, and we have an agreement with the promoters that we get the same money back when we divest the stake in the next 1 year back to the promoters.
So it's not yet started divestment or?
It's starting from 1st April 2023 and the finish by 21st March 2024.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my questions. All the best.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Mr. Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead, sir, with your question.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, what will be the optimal mix on fuel? You indicated that we have inched up biofuel to nearly 30% of the overall mix. So I just wanted to get a sense if the current pricing remains, what is the threshold which is possible practically on biofuel, LPG, and the other long-term, mid-term contracts that we usually have?
The biofuel, LPG and gas, which it was 100% gas at one time, 4 months back, 5 months back, will be 35% biofuel and LPG by end of February.
Sir, how much would be LPG? So 35% is biofuel, LPG would be how much?
No, total, if I take you 4 months back, it was 100% gas.
Correct.
We are now comparing gas versus LPG and biofuel. So 4 months back, it was 100% gas. End of February, it will be 65% gas and 35% will be the combination of LPG and biofuel, out of which LPG will be 5% and biofuel will be 30%.
Okay. And sir, how much will be the prevailing LPG prices for biofuel? Indicated, I think 30 rupees per SCM. I would presume that is on landed basis. How much would that
be? LPG prices are about 58 rupees. Gas prices are also at about 58 rupees, 57 and a half. And biofuel will be 30 rupees.
That is useful. And sir, would it be possible for you to quantify the regional price trends we usually give, right, on gas for north, west and south for this quarter and the prior quarter, please?
The quarter which just ended, the north prices were 57, south was 44, west was 48 and average was 53.
And so for the prior quarter, if it's possible?
Quarter two, north was 59, south was 48. West was 53. Average was 56.
Perfect. And sir, last question on Morbi. Can you give a top-down view basically on the number of units which are there right now? What percentage of units are currently operational? And then say around a year back, we were hearing a lot of news flow around several new units which were expected to come in. Has that already come in or it's more of story, it hasn't actually materialized? So that would be very useful. Thank you.
See, that you have to find out, number one. Number two, I can tell you what is the size of the industry right now. The size of the industry currently is 57,000 crore. As per the latest data published by Ceramics World Review, 52,000 crore ending March 23, out of which 40,000 crore is domestic, and 12,700 crores is export.
Sure.
Roughly, as per their information, there are about 600 units which are there in Morbi. Because you know, when the units close for 1 month, that's how when the data had they had published and that information came out, that it was roughly about 600 units.
Sure. Sir, just last follow-up. Sir, a couple of months back, Morbi had taken a shutdown for a month. I think it was from 1st of August to, I think, 1st of September, something around that.
Absolutely correct.
Sir, what we hear, something similar is actually possible because the demand conditions are not that great. Is there some merit to it or how one should understand this particular variable?
This is news to us right now, as of now.
Okay.
As of now, this is news to us.
Sure.
Demand is tough. As already said by Chetan and Rishi and myself, but this news of Morbi shutting down for 1 month is a news to us.
Sure, sir. This is helpful, sir. Thank you so much.
BSPC has reduced the gas prices twice. So,
correct.
The gas prices there are also around 48 rupees to 50 rupees, depending on whether it's a one-month contract or three-month contract, which at one time was close to about 62 rupees. So, they have also reduced the gas prices.
Perfect. Sir, last question, if I just squeeze it in, any expectation, hopes from the budget, GSTs, gas tax rates?
Budget cannot touch GST, as you are aware. Budget can only give more money in the pocket of the middle class of India, which I think they will, but budget cannot touch GST.
Okay. Perfect, sir. That's useful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Udit Gajawala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So just one question on the demand front. So like you said, that demand is sluggish. So could you highlight, is it, you know, from the metros or more to do with the tier 2, tier 3 cities? And where is the respite from Feb that you are expecting from should come?
The demand is overall slow all over India, whether it's tier 1, tier 2 or tier 3. And things going forward, let's see. Hopefully, I think the demand and market should improve everywhere. We cannot single out any place that we're looking at better demand. But because of our penetration, because of our south plants, we'll get a little better market share in the south market with our Tirupati and our South Asia plant. And otherwise, the demand scenario is tough all over India.
Got it. Thank you, sir. These questions have been answered. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand more about the biofuel that you mentioned. So, rupees 53 was the average that you said for Q3, which is a blended average of biofuel and natural gas?
No, Q3, we had no biofuel. Biofuel only started in the month of December.
Okay.
Yeah, and by February it will be complete. By February, end of February, it will be complete.
Okay.
We will be in a place to put that by end of February.
Okay. So the average that you said 53 for Q3 and 56 for Q2 was only the natural gas, the gas cost.
Only gas, yes.
Okay. Okay. So like as far as
hold 1 minute. Gas for north it was gas, for south it was a combination of various things, fuel, and west also it was fuel and this thing. But for north it was only gas.
Okay. Okay, so as far as I remember, for Q2, the average gas cost previously you had mentioned was 61 rupees in the previous call.
But at that time, you know, what we mentioned was correct. What you're saying is right. We mentioned 62 rupees at that time. We did not take the other fuel into account because we were only talking about gas. With biofuel coming in, now we talk about fuel, we don't talk only about gas.
Okay, got it, sir. And why all of a sudden have we started using biofuel? I mean, was there some approval from the government or?
No, it's a approved thing by NGT. You see, earlier, before March, they had only approved for boilers, and then after that, they approved for all industries, because once A industry is approved, they have also approved all the industries, they can use biofuel, number one. Number two, as we are all aware, gas costs have went up higher in July, August, September, October onwards because of the war between Ukraine and Russia. And the gas price which I am talking about, 62, 63, the spot gas at that time had gone up to 120 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
And supply was a constraint because still there is a cut by GAIL on gas. That's why Russia is giving you a lot of oil, but when it comes to gas, they still have a problem. GAIL has a problem.
Okay. So basically, there was no approval from the government. I mean, you could have started using biofuel before as well.
No. Government gave an approval after March
22. Oh. Okay. Got it, sir. And so
it was there for boilers much before that.
Okay. Okay. Got it. And so did you incur any major capex to switch to using biofuel, or was it? There was nothing major as such.
Pardon me?
Capex.
Yeah, it's a small biofuel. I think the total capex for using biofuel for both Secunderabad and Jailpur should be in the region of about 7.5 crores.
Okay. And so, is it not, will we not be converting to biofuel in all the other plants?
Generator ka cost lagega na. What was the question?
We won't be converting to biofuel in all the other plants because it's a cheaper alternative.
Plants are not required. In NCR, you cannot use coal. Stay there, you cannot use coal, and that's where biofuel comes in. In Morbi, they are using coal in stay there, combination of coal and some other materials. In South also, we are using a combination of coal and some other materials, some biofuel. And in NCR, you can only use biofuel. You cannot use coal.
Okay. Got it, sir. That's it from me.
Secunderabad, Jailpur are all part of NCR.
NCR. Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from me.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Harsh Pathak from B&K Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. Hi, sir. Good evening. So I think there has been some slight downward in the expectations for the exports that is into 6,000 crores. So now are we expecting any pressure, supply side pressures in the domestic market due to any potential diversion from Morbi? Are we expecting anything on that front?
We already as said earlier, markets are under a lot of pressure. It's not a question of only downward pressure because of the export market. The demand scenario has been sluggish. Things should gradually improve because ultimately one of the factors for sluggishness, as we all know, in the entire building industry is the increase in interest rates by 2%. Repo rate has increased by 2%. That's one of the reasons why the real estate market facing this problem. So once things settle down, things will correct.
Okay, so there are no supply side pressures that we envisage at this point in time.
See, you forgot Just now one of your colleagues asked me a question which I didn't have the answer. Is Morbi going in for another 1 month shutdown? I didn't have the answer, so I said, look, I am not aware. But that scenario as it is tough. They, you see, getting in the domestic market and getting out, you think it is that easy?
Sure. And sir, my second question was, there is this news on...
Ask all the questions together, please. I will be too happy to reply, but don't ask one and two and three. Yeah.
Sure, just was one last question. There is this news that government is contemplating this anti-dumping duty on vinyl tiles from China and Taiwan. Is there a very substantial market for this and any potential benefits to the ceramic industry as such?
No. I also read this article. They have already taken a decision. Finance Ministry has to clear because probably imports must be coming in that vinyl industry. But it has nothing to do with the ceramic. Ceramic will not get any benefit out of it.
Okay, sure. Thanks for taking my question, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Jignesh Kamani from GMO. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. You mentioned that October month demand was weak because of the monsoon and the multiple festivals. So how was the growth in the November-December month combined?
I already said October, not because of monsoon, but because of the entire festive region, right from Durga Puja to Diwali to Chhath Puja, October was literally a washout. And November, December, things have been much better.
So November, December, volume growth was in double digit?
It was 10% plus.
Okay, thanks a lot. And that run rate is continuing, right?
Pardon me?
And that November, December run rate is continuing right now also, right?
We hope it should continue. I can only tell you right now, we hope it should continue.
Sure, okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Lavanya from UBS. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions are answered. Just one question. So for this biofuel, do we have any long-term agreements or how are we planning to source this new fuel which we are planning?
Ma'am, supply two. But we, as an industry, started using it only about 3 months, 2 months back from December. But the boiler industry, like textiles, they have boilers. They have been using it for last 6-7 years. Our friends are also using it. Supply is not an issue at all. And especially in Rajasthan, it's not an issue. We have plenty of mustard husk available.
Okay, so it will be largely spot that you will be taking as per the requirement.
Yeah.
Okay, got it, sir. And one more question on, did you see any pricing reduction by Morbi players during this demand sluggish environment? Like, they have increased the prices during the, when they had fuel price increase, now their fuel costs are reducing and demand is tough. So any price cuts from their side?
There are two kinds of working. One is a Morbi working, one is the organized player working. Morbi per se will take some price cut because the fuel prices have come down. In the organized sector, what people do like Kajaria, Somani and Johnson, what we do normally, we give a more discount to the dealer to sell more, which takes care of that. So that's how it works.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Janice Karia from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you for the opportunity. So what would be the current debt levels and any specific reason for a rise in interest cost during the quarter?
This is minus 188. We are positive debt, negative debt of 188 crore as of 31st December.
And sir, rise in interest cost, any specific reason for that?
Sorry, 188 crore.
I got that, sir. I was asking about rise in interest cost. Any specific reason for interest cost has gone up from a trend rate of around 3 crores to 8 crores?
Hello?
Yeah, we'll just check and come back to you again.
Yeah, sure, no problem. Thank you so much.
Mr. Hello, so your question is answered?
Yeah, management said they'll get back, so it's okay. I'll get in touch with them offline.
All right, sir. Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Saurabh Jain from HSBC. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity, and you know, most of my questions have been answered. So three questions. Again, on the biofuel, you mentioned that the source of raw material is mustard husk, which I presume is more like a, you know, season crop, you know, happens in winters. So I want to understand two things. One, is the supply available?
Your voice is not clear.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is it clear now, sir?
Yeah, now it's clear.
So what I'm asking is, given mustard is more a seasonal crop, first thing, is the supply of biofuel assured or consistent throughout the year? And secondly, what is the kind of pricing volatility that could be there in, you know, this the biofuel element? Is it more stable than the gas cost, or is it also, you know, has a quite much of volatility? This is one. And secondly, I also want to understand.
Let me answer this first, if you don't mind.
Yes. Good question.
First, is supply is assured throughout the year? Right now, what we are paying is the highest, because the mustard crop comes only in the month of early March. So prices will further come down when the crop comes, which is there for almost 4 months. And then they store it and supply you for the rest of the 8 months. So what we are paying right now is the highest. And supply is not an issue at all for the whole year.
Okay, so consistent supply would be there, and pricing would actually be, you know, going down from what it is.
Yes, in March, April, May, June, the prices will come down.
And then may again go up in the coming winters before the crop hits the market.
Then we'll go up at the level which we are paying now.
Okay, understood. That is useful. Secondly, your Secunderabad GVT expansion, has there been a moderation in terms of the capex that you plan to do? I think we were earlier adding 3 MSM. Now it seems we're adding only 1.8 MSM. Is that correct?
No, so I'll tell you, basically we are looking for more value added and bigger tiles. So this it is actually never 3 million. It was actually about 2 million only. And because of the larger tiles, we have made it 1.8. We plan to make much bigger tiles there, so the square meters will come down. But the value realization will be much better. The margin on these products will be much, much better than the regular tiles.
Okay. Because I thought previous quarter we were targeting 11.4 MSM, and now we are targeting about, I think, 10.2.
Correct. So now we are increasing it by 1.8 million square meters. But as I said, we're going to be making much bigger tiles. You're talking about a bigger size than even 1200 by 2400, which is 1200 by 2800, where the realizations are even better. So we are going for more value-added and better realization tiles. That's why we reduce the capacity.
But it won't impact your, assumption of the revenues, and actually be more margin effective.
It will be better.
Okay. And thirdly, can you talk a little about your, you know, this Dubai plans? I mean, what exactly are you planning from a strategic point of view over the next few years? That will be helpful for us.
So we made this joint venture with a local marble partner there, who are big in marble there. And the idea is to, for the Dubai venture to, because see, Dubai is half of the entire Gulf and Africa. So we're getting a lot of inquiry. A lot of people are coming from everywhere, seeing the showroom, seeing the tiles. And the idea is to penetrate the export market. Our export is very, very less right now. It will always be very less as compared to our domestic, but still, if we can increase some numbers, we will do that. And the retail margins in Dubai are very, very good. So that retail sales of the showroom will take care of the costs. So that's the idea. The idea is to increase our export penetration. And unless you show the tiles there in a proper way, you could not get that thing in the market.
So you will be having also your sales force employed in the port markets, or how is the arrangement?
No, we don't have any sales force employed in export markets. Our only sales force is now just starting in Dubai market.
You are going to ramp up on on that front and probably incur some sort of expenses. Can we see an elevated level of expenses?
Nothing. It's a joint venture. Kajaria RMF is a joint venture which will have its people who will also take care of retail sales. So our expenses will not be, we are not looking at any major expenses in that, in those.
Okay. Any targets you have in mind from, this JV in terms of revenues or volumes?
We do have targets. We are working on it. But yes, definitely from where we were used to do nothing in Gulf market, I'm sure there will be a substantial increase after the showroom.
But company level, your overall export percentage will not change very much. Is that, fair
not assumption? Not very much, because our domestic is huge. Our exports will anyway very, very less.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Pranav from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, I wanted to understand whether the Indian market itself is seeing very good acceptance of the large slab tires, and that is the reason why you and your peers are going for a lot of capacity addition in this category of tires.
Definitely, it's a growing market, and it is growing. That's why we are going ahead for this production of the large size slabs. And the realizations are much better there.
Right, sir. But, sir, four or five years, I think even before pandemic, this market was not growing that strongly. But have you seen a shift occurring in consumer acceptance of large slab tires? And is there a possibility that after GVT, this segment is going to see very strong growth coming in over next 5 to 7 years?
No. See, firstly, it is part of GVT. Secondly, it will always be a small percentage of the overall sale. But yes, as a market leader, we have to be there in the market, right? As a very innovative player. So these styles will definitely give us good margins and good, the volumes will not be that much, but definitely the margins will be there. And as we are making more and more showrooms and displaying it, we definitely get that impact. See, people are moving towards big tires also. The market, the demand is there, but obviously the overall demand is much lesser as compared to normal tires. As a percentage, it will be small, but it will always give you a little better realizations and more margins.
Okay, sir. And sir, my next question was on the plywood business. So you have now moved into plywood and laminate. So what is the strategy in this segment, and how do you want to grow, let's say, over the next 3 to 4 years?
So in 9 months, we did a 20% growth because the base has fallen. And we're looking at scaling it up substantially in the next 3 to 4 years and increase the turnover and go ahead from there.
Sure, sir. So as of now, you are not looking for adding any other product segments?
We already have plywood and laminates, and we're outsourcing from various places in the market. And we'll evolve the strategy as we go along and see how do we want to strategize that.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Aasim Bharte from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Just one question on fuel. Can you talk about what are the constraints for using propane or more LPG in your plants versus natural gas? Is it because all of them have reached pricing parity, so it doesn't make much sense to use it? I understand the biofuel part, but I guess that is more for a north-based issue and is more for spray dryers. So otherwise, as a substitute for natural gas, is propane and LPG not being looked at as an option?
No, propane, LPG and natural gas. They are the three products which can be used, right? But you can, natural gas comes from a pipeline. Propane and LPG comes by bullets. You cannot use propane and LPG beyond a certain quantity. That's number one. And if you recall, this Gherpur plant started in 1998. Until 2010, 12 years, we have worked with propane. And the propane prices were almost 30%, 35% more higher than gas because we didn't have a gas pipeline. So propane and LPG do not replace gas unless it is the price difference is very high. And in bigger plants, you can't. use.
Okay, so is the pricing difference that would mean that natural gas will always be preferred and the infrastructure part that you just mentioned?
Natural gas is the right fuel for using. Only when the price gap become too much, you in smaller plants you can think of putting up LPG bullet or propane bullet, which itself takes 6 months to put. So it's not that it's just you put it tomorrow.
Correct, correct. Okay. But in the future, theoretically, say for example, if gas prices and maybe even propane LPG shoot up again, would biofuel be a much more higher proportion that you can use across your plants?
No, no, no. I already explained, biofuel can only be used in spray dryer.
Only in spray dryer.
Kiln has to be run by gas. Gas means natural gas, propane, LPG. In our case, we are using natural gas.
Got it, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Achar from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up opportunity, sir. Sorry if I'm harping on the same thing. Sir, prior to this, we were under the long-term contract for the North plant. So, is there any take-or-pay related penalties, you know, as we move more mix towards biofuel? And this 35% is only for the North, or at the company level, you're talking about 35% will be biofuel?
See, first thing, the contract still is there. There is no take-or-pay. They themselves have cut gas. So it's not that I have asked for lesser requirement. They have cut gas. That's number one. Number two, since they cut gas, sometime in September, we started exploring and then this biofuel thing came in. Otherwise, we had a lot of problem in September, October. When the gas prices were cut, the spot prices had gone up to 120 rupees. So please understand that we have passed through very tough times. And biofuel came in later when we got permission to use biofuel because it was not allowed to be used in anything other than the boiler industry or certain specific industries. So as far as we are concerned, the combination of all these factors will come in. And when you say about percentage, the total percentage of fuel when we are talking about is for all the plants.
So that 30% is for at the company level?
As a company level by end of that.
So that means for the North plant, it would be obviously higher.
It will be slightly higher. Yeah.
Slightly higher. Got it. And, you know, with respect to the industry, you know, specifically for Morbi, how the export momentum in the month of January? You think January is continuing the momentum, or you're sensing any weakness even in the exports market for Morbi?
A great job. In November and December, they did exports of 1,500 crores each.
Right.
January,
so that momentum is sustained.
Let the month get completed, but I think January, February, March, the cumulative exports will not be less than 5,000 crores.
Got it. And just one data point, if you could, sir, what is the cash flow from operation in the 9 months and the capex, sir?
In?
For 9 months, FY23.
What's the?
Cash flow from operation, sir, for us.
Cash flow. Capex is about 90 crores this year. That much I can tell you. And cash flow, Sanjeev will just reply.
It's 106 crores.
106 crores is the cash flow from operation and capex number for full year 90, but 9 months how much?
90 crores.
No, 9 months should be slightly less, about 75 crores. Full year should be about 90 crores.
75 to 80 crores.
Yeah, and full year should be 90 crores.
Correct, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Mr. Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, sir, just a quick one. Sir, any particular reason why we have not used biofuel for our Gujarat JV?
No, Gujarat, there is no such thing as biofuel. They are using coal in the spray dryer.
They're allowed.
But
sir, when we look at the costing, it is 30 rupees for SCM versus I think when we say 57, 58 rupees for LPG.
No. Their costing is also around that, 32, 33.
Coal is similar price.
Coal is a similar cost.
Coal is also 30.
Okay.
Coal is also 30.
Okay. Fine. Perfect. That helps. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Sajid Jain from ASK. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, you spoke about FY24 volume being, you know, 13 to 15%.
But given the commentary on, you know, rising interest rates and current sluggish real estate, etc., what gives you confidence there? Bathware and, you know, plywood after many years has not seen material increase in size. So if you can give your strategy there. And finally, you spoke about increasing dealer distribution number. So where does that number currently stand?
And as far as confidence is concerned, confidence of both are always better. So I always see things positively. Don't worry on that score. As far as the dealers are concerned, we have told you that in next 3 years, we will add almost 450 to 500 dealers. You'll be happy to note in the first 9 months, we have added 125 dealers, out of which 35 are exclusive Kajaria. As far as faucet and ply are concerned,
and also to add to that, give you that confidence that whatever happens in the market, Kajaria as a brand will always be better than, our numbers will always be better than the industry. So if the industry is selling X, is growing by X, we'll be growing by better than that.
Yeah, and about the bathware and plywood.
Bathware and plywood, again, we are looking at very aggressive strategies. The volume growth will be much better.
And the dealer number now stands at 1825, is it?
1825 approximately, plus minus 5.
Okay, and finally the size of industry, 57,000 crores, this is what, 52,000 crores?
52,700 crores.
This is FY22.
Is domestic, 12,700 crores is exports.
FY22. Sure, thank you. All the best.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Sir, just wanted the volume and value mix for all your segments for Q3. The volume and value mix for ceramic PVT and GVT size for Q3.
Volume-wise, ceramic 45%. CVT 26%, PVT 29%, revenue mix, ceramic 40%, PVT 27%, and GVT 33%, approximately.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you,
sir. I just wanted to select one figure. I gave you 106 crore was a quarter cash profit. The 9-month cash profit is 335 crore.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Yash Khemka from Yashvi Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
My questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Arun Baid for closing comments. Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, I want to thank all for attending this call and also the management for giving us the chance to host this call. So, any closing comments, Ashokji?
Thank you, Arun. I think it was a good interaction. And I thank on behalf of myself, Chetan Rishi, and my colleague, Sanjeev and Pallavi, I think it was a good interaction. A lot of good questions have been asked. And any follow-up questions can be addressed to Sanjeev and Pallavi. Many thanks for organizing this.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.